the Jerks Popcast.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And this is the Popcast,
yay,
which I just said. Yep. Again. Episode
14. 1-4.
Yay.
1-4.
XIV.
Yep. XIV. What are we doing today on
I'm,
the show?
I'm gonna guess
that
we're going to review a drink.
Okay.
Maybe a little news?
Yes,
hopefully
that's fine.
Hopefully soda related.
Why do more than that? That's it. Done.
Well, we should probably review the drink at the end of the news.
Okay.
Well, drink a drink, do some news,
yes,
and then review the drink at the end of the news.
Sold. Doing it. Okay. Done.
Done?
That's it.
Oh, we're done?
Yep, we're done. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
We do that joke every show.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
All right. Anyway, what do we got?
We got some new grape, a flavor
new
you can't
grape?
Forget.
So, as opposed to old grape?
Yes. Actually, it would be opposed to old grape.
Oh, this is NU grape.
Yeah, NU grape.
Yes.
A flavor you
Northwestern
can't forget.
Northwestern University grape.
A flavor you can't forget.
That's extreme statement.
On the most basic label art in the entire world.
If every time I look away, I forget what it looks like. It's that basic.
It is a star.
Yeah. It's big yellow box. There is a outline of a star in blue.
If any of you have children, they could be soda label makers.
Yeah.
Based on this label.
This may have been...
Can your children...
Well, that's like the Alaskan flag was made by a kid, and it's just a bunch of stars.
It was?
Yeah.
It's not just a bunch of stars, it's Ursa Major.
Well.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's still stars.
Yeah, but they're in a specific order.
So you're saying if this had Ursa Major on it...
Yes.
A.K.A.
The Big Dipper.
For you lay people...
By the way, it's full of chemicals.
Yeah, this is loaded with them. Yep.
You got some carbonated water, some cane sugar, citric acid, sodium benzoate, a preservative, phosphoric acid, tartaric
acid. That's where tartar sauce
modified is. Food starch, red number 40, blue number 1, and artificial flavor.
Boldly states contains no juice.
Yeah, boldly.
Orca beverage.
By the way,
bringing it
look.
Back. Yes. Oh no, this is like our beverage we had last week. This is also
the label.
Wow, this is horrible. This is the blue or the purple, I guess.
Watch this.
Mirror.
Watch this.
Whoop.
Of course.
Yeah, of course it doesn't.
Right here. Horrible. I don't want to read what this says anymore.
Wow. Yeah, this
what
is
wrong damn. With these labels?
I don't know if they over-inked them or if that's even a thing or what.
Is it just so cold that it can't handle the cold? You can't handle the cold. That's horrible. I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to edit that out.
Let's drink this.
Maybe. All right.
I love grape. I'm going to upend it.
I'm not a big fan of grape soda, but
I'm a big fan of grape soda.
I enjoy it now and then. I haven't had it in a while, so maybe this will be good. We've never done grape, I believe, on the show.
You're kidding me. You're a liar.
I'm pretty sure we have it. Smells like a grape soda.
It smells like a strong grape soda.
Alright. Smells like, okay.
I am the grape connoisseur
here. I know. It smells like a grape. It smells like grape soda with a lot of water in it.
I like it.
Very dull. Alright.
It's going to be
grape
okay.
soda, dude. I guess we're drinking it. That tastes exactly like I expected.
It did not taste like
it's
I expected.
Very watery grape soda with a heck of a lot of sugar in it.
That's disappointing. You know what this would be a good, though?
What would it be a good of?
It would be a good grape popsicle. That's kind of what I'm tastes like. I'm drinking a melted popsicle.
Yeah, that icy pop or what do you call it?
Otter Pop.
Flavo.
Otter Pop.
Isn't it like Flavo Pop or whatever?
No. there is a Flav-O-Pop or whatever.
Right.
But when referencing those, you go with Otter Pop.
Why?
You know why? Because Flav-O-Pop's got, probably says grape on it.
Right.
Otter Pop has a picture of an otter, in this case, dressed as a Roman, and it says Alexander the Grape.
All right. Well.
That's why Otter Pops are hands down better than Flav-O-Pops.
You know what I'm talking about, though? It's like the long
tube. It's the exact
tube,
same thing.
Like the long
They're the exact same thing.
I was just making sure we're talking about...
Except one's Otter Pops, making them better, because they're otter. What other thing is an otter used in?
I don't know.
Exactly. Find them at your 99-cent store.
All right.
Alexander the Grape.
It is clever.
This is like drinking Alexander the Grape, but carbonated.
Great.
It's not bad. It's just not nearly as good as I want it to be.
Maybe we should ponder this a bit.
And then do some news.
While we read some news.
I like how you turned it back towards the camera.
I'm a showman.
Okay. Move the mic closer to you. As you read,
I always intend to do that, and I forget.
Oh, well, apparently that's my job.
Yes.
I'm the mic winch.
Here's your boring story of the week.
33 miles per gallon highway?
No, that's
the Chevy Malibu.
That's an advertisement.
Oh.
From the Wall Street Journal.
Wow.
In fact, it's...
so boring.
This is one of those, like, you need to subscribe to get the full article, but all the important stuff is in the non-subscribe section. Drop in U.S. soft drink sales.
Way to go, Ted.
Slowed last... What?
Doesn't Ted Turner own the... Sorry, way to go, Rupert.
Okay, that's better.
Thank you.
A drop in U.S. soft... Whoa, sales slowed last year as consumers migrated from pricier juices and teas back to less expensive soda in the down economy.
Yes.
Soft drink volume fell 2.1% in 2009... compared with a 3% decline in 2008 and a 2.3% drop in 2007. Excuse me. We drink soda.
Yeah, we do drink soda.
According to Beverage Digest, an industry publication and data service to track soft drink sales in supermarkets and other retail outlets, vending machines, and restaurants. There you go. That's about it. Soda sales have fallen for 5 years in a row.
You know what's impressive? What? I don't think either one of us have ever burped during the podcast. So it's
well, not like blatantly.
No. Where it's like obvious. I don't think anyone's ever heard a burp.
Yeah.
Which I'd say is pretty impressive given our record.
Right. We drink a lot of soda.
We do.
Moving along. According to the Coca-Cola president, the soda tax wouldn't stop obesity. You know why? Because he's the president of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's stupid.
By the way, getting news for soda used to be so much simpler before the soda taxes popped up all over the country. Everywhere now.
Popped up.
Wait,
what were you saying?
Here's a quote from President J. Alexander M. Sandy Douglas Jr.
Wait, I want to see his name. Where's his name?
Right there.
President J. Alexander M. Sandy. J. Alexander M. Sandy Douglas Jr. Or, right. Let's see, James D. Jr.
James D.
James D. Jr.
That's James incredible.
J. And they even shortened the J. Yeah, it's probably something like
and they
shortened
the M.
Oh, man.
J, it's J as in the letter J.
Let's make up a name. J, pick a J name.
Jonathan Alexander...
Miguel.
Miguel Sandy Douglas Jr.
That's a long
that's
name.
That's incredible.
With a lot of ethnicity.
If you are born and given the name J. Alexander M. Sandy, in quotes, Douglas Jr., you are going to be the president of a major corporation.
Yes.
Anyway, he says we are absolutely not in favor of taxes on this. I am shocked.
Do it in your best J. Alexander M. Sandy Douglas Jr. impersonation.
We are absolutely not in favor of taxes on this.
Okay.
All right. It's one of the ongoing struggles we all have for moderation in our lives. We think that...
I picture him, as soon as you said that, ongoing struggle for moderation.
Yeah.
I picture him with his toothbrush in hand,
What?
And toothpaste in the other hand, and he's like trying to get out the perfect amount of toothpaste and like too much, and then like a single tear rolls down his face.
Moderation. Elusive moderation.
I almost got enough toothpaste, but then I put too much. I splurged.
I'm picturing a guy that looks like probably Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah.
We think that consumers are smart, and if you give them choices, they'll make the right decisions. The Atlanta company also...
Like buying Coke.
Here's the funny part. So remember the earlier story where Pepsi was like... You remember that? Did I say member?
Yeah.
You remember? Do you remember? Do you recollect the story about Pepsi getting rid of sodas from all schools by 2012.
Yes.
Well,
that was last
recently
week.
After that, they decided to get rid of schools by 2030, or get rid of schools.
Coca-Cola's having the reverse idea. Instead of getting rid of sodas from schools, Coca-Cola's just going to wipe out schools. And you're just going to hang around the old soda vending machine.
And Jay Alexander. Jay Alexander.
Jay Alexander M. Sandy Silas Jr. What's that? What was that song that you sang as a kid? John Jacob Engelheimer.
His name is my name, too. He's going to...
Audio peaked like crazy just
Yeah, now. I wonder why. He's going to blow up every school.
That story should have taken 30 seconds.
Yeah. So they're going to get rid of full sugar beverages just like Pepsi in schools by 2013.
That just tastes like I put nail polish on my lips.
Awesome. Great. That's good for the review. They will replace drinks such as classic Coca-Cola with offerings such as Diet Coke and juices. That's good.
Yeah, let's replace Coke with Diet Coke. That's healthier.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw some... start the story so this will make sense.
Okay. By the way, the last article is from Tulsa World. Which sounds like the most boring theme park ever.
Over here we have a tumbleweed. And here's the mascot, the horn frog. Think of his name. Get a year admission.
This is from Des Moines Register.
Okay.
Sugar gains favor over corn syrup. Let's move on. Major food and soda companies, including such giants as PepsiCo and ConAgra Foods, are switching from high fructose corn syrup to sugar, a more expensive ingredient, in response to consumer concerns about the corn sweetener. Now, say what you were going to say.
I have seen more Pepsi throwback and Mountain Dew throwback in stores.
Yeah. That's,
It went away for a little bit.
Right.
I thought.
It's still here.
And then I saw Mountain Dew throwback in stores where there's not Mountain Dew throwback. Still no Heritage Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
That I've seen. But we can get Imperial Sugar Dr. Pepper down here in glass bottles.
Right.
At the drop of a hat.
Ha ha. Take that, society. Now, a little warning about this article.
There's nudity. There's not.
No need to warn about that. This is from the Des Moines, Iowa newspaper.
As opposed to the Des Moines what?
As opposed to a newspaper from an area where corn isn't a major source of economic growth.
Good point.
Therefore, there are portions of this article which lean a little bit towards the corn syrup is okay side.
And you can't down them for that. That is their whole industry.
They can write whatever they want. It's a newspaper.
Right. Corn syrup isn't necessarily horrible. It's just it could be used for other things.
Right. Well, anyways.
Like fueling our automobiles.
Starting in May. When you say automobile, it makes me think of like...
Old
like
cars?
Like a Model T.
Yeah.
Starting in May, bottles of Hunt's ketchup sweetened with sugar rather than high fructose corn syrup will go on supermarket shelves.
Rob Z will like that.
Let me tell you what everyone should like.
What?
Organic stuff, sometimes you get it. Might not taste much different, but okay. It's organic. Organic ketchup is the most, like, the biggest difference from normal product to organic thing.
Is it?
It's delicious.
Organic ketchup.
Organic ketchup is delicious.
Okay.
It's even like a little spicy.
Wow.
Like, I mean, for me, that probably means no one else can taste the spice. But.
Right. What I thought you were going to say was, let me tell you something awesome. We have t-shirts that say, made with pure cane sugar on them, that you can buy at thesodajerks.net at the merchandise link.
Well, that's what I was
Should I spell thinking. It merchandise or just keep it merchandise? We'd have to agree on a spelling of merchandise.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue on.
Behind the scenes action. Maybe I should cut that out. Starting in, he said that front label will read, in large letters, no high fructose corn syrup. And there's a picture of it. It's very large.
That says inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles.
No, this picture to the right.
Oh, okay.
With the ketchup bottle. We're doing it because consumers are looking for shorter, simpler ingredient listings, more familiar ingredients. Said Teresa Paulson, a spokesman for the maker of Hunt's.
Why can't they go back to how they made it, like 1950, which is...
That's what the organic ketchup is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, 1950, I don't know.
Didn't have enough DDT in it.
They test and asbestos. They tested the new product with several hundred consumers. They liked the fact that it was made with sugar. They liked the taste. They preferred this recipe to the HFCS recipe. Here's some fun stuff. PepsiCo, meanwhile, is switching the sweetener in Gatorade from high fructose corn syrup to sugar.
Wow.
Rob Z will also like that. And is using sugar in some niche brands of Pepsi soda.
Niche. Whatever.
I wanted to say niche. Other brand names switching from the corn sweetener to sugar include Del Monte Light Fruit, Kraft Foods, Wheat Thins, Oro Wheat Bread, Pillsbury, and Snapple. Snapple is made from the best stuff on earth.
It got better. They found better stuff.
That's right. And they keep finding better stuff.
Yeah.
Like sugar. That's a wacky ingredient. Here's a fun fact.
Okay.
In January, the Food and Drug Administration agreed to allow the corn sweetener to be listed simply as corn syrup on food and drink labels.
So it could be high fructose corn syrup.
Right. But the agency since has decided to review that decision.
Yes, as they should, because that could confuse people.
Yes, it could. This is like, this article, if you really want to answer this question, which is, how soon is too soon for infants to start drinking soda? Feel free to go on here and register for free and read the article. But there was another, this is naturalnews.com, as usual, the link is on our website, thesodajerks.net.
Under the news portion.
Yes. But, were you going to say something before I went on here?
If you're an infant,
yeah,
you probably shouldn't drink soda.
Probably not. But
if you're an infant.
Here's the reason why.
Okay.
I printed this
sodium
out.
Benzoate. No.
Here is text from an advertisement from the Soda Pop Board of America from the 1950s.
Okay.
For a better life, for a start... For a better start in life, start cola earlier. How soon is too soon? Not soon enough.
1 second, let me read that.
What?
This? I want to see it. I want to see where it says it.
Here.
Okay. For a better start in life, start cola earlier. How soon is too soon? There, that was my 19.
Not bad.
No.
Newsreel guy.
Yeah.
Not soon enough. Laboratory tests over the last few years have proven that babies who start drinking soda during that early formative period have a much higher chance of gaining acceptance and fitting in during those awkward preteen and teen years.
Wait, is this from the audio, from the advertisement?
Yes,
still?
This is what? From an advertisement. If you go to this article, there is a you can click on the link and... see the advertisement.
Okay, so when if you're a baby and you drink soda, you fit in during your teenage years.
Right. So,
continue on.
Do yourself a favor. Do your child a favor. Start them on a strict regimen of...
you're lying.
...of sodas and other sugary carbonated beverages right now for a lifetime of guaranteed happiness. The Soda Pop Board of America, 1515 West Hart Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Promotes active lifestyle, boosts personality, gives body essential sugars.
That's why you and I are so awesome. our awesome personality from all the soda.
Guaranteed happiness. A strict regimen of sodas.
That, and other sugary carbonated beverages.
That
to me makes me think of like a cartoon assembly line where it's like, and like a baby will slide in and then like a bottle of soda will like go down and it'll move over and then something will burp it and then another bottle, like a you know, a gloved hand on a mechanical arm.
If you really want to know, which I'm guessing the answer is probably it's always too soon, then whatever.
What?
If you really want to know how soon is too soon, go to this article.
Oh, yeah.
And it will give you a modern take on it rather than the amusing 1950s. This is from Bevnet. I don't think we've ever done a story from Bevnet.
No, they're pretty cool.
Gus, Grown Up Soda,
mm-hmm.
which I drank once and reviewed and can't find the review now.
How do you not find... Do you just save stuff in random places on your computer?
I don't know. I save it all in one file.
Apparently
not. But it's not on there.
Okay.
Anyway, Grown Up Soda is... not as sweet soda.
Okay.
Which means that you know what my review is already.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have launched a new flavor called Grape Black Currant, which is set to debut at the Natural Products Expo West Trade Show in Anaheim, California. You should go to that.
What day is it?
It doesn't say.
Oh, well then.
You should go. Just be like, I work for a website.
Here are my credentials.
The new flavor is a sophisticated blend of sweet red grape juice and tart black currant juice with a light touch of natural cane sugar. You know what would make it better? If it was a heavy touch of natural cane sugar. While popular in Europe, black currants are still new to the American palate, said Gus co-founder and president Steve Hirsch. Using red grape juice, we fashioned perhaps a never-before-tried blend with our grown-up consumers in mind.
Well, good for them. Better?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm still, All right, here's your local,
San Francisco?
Weekly.
We're not from San Francisco.
Here's your weekly, house-made soda thing article.
Okay.
Tia
Margarita Mexican Dinners. Serving up San Francisco's best margaritas.
That's an advertisement.
Made with fresh lime.
Yeah, that's an ad.
Street parking.
Man, I'm still all crazy from the Jay whatever his name was. Do you remember his name? The president of Coke, can you remember it?
Jay Alexander M. Sandy Douglas Jr.
Yep, correct. Good job.
I win a free t-shirt that I have to pay for.
Anyway, we heard about the house-made sodas at local Mission Eatery, so we stopped in to buy one yesterday. Then there's a bunch of nonsense about what it looks like. Here's the... I really enjoy this.
Hence the reason it's boxed in red.
16-ounce plastic to-go cup of Tangelo cream soda on ice. We were expecting something pretty extraordinary. A box of sweet citrus hammered to its refreshing pulpy essence, fizzed up and sent on a chilly detour to the Strauss Family Creamery for a frothy top-off. I guess that's a local place.
A frothy top-off?
No, the Strauss Family Creamery.
Oh.
In actuality, the soda wasn't so soda-like. There was no carbonation. So why do you say it's a soda?
That's not a soda.
Right.
That's a
drink.
That's a drink.
Look at the picture of this tomato.
It looks like that tomato... Wait, time out. Time out.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
The name of this slideshow is Foods That Are Doing It. And it has a tomato with a proboscis.
And another tomato...
sitting there.
Right, with a...
waiting for said proboscis.
All available on
the soda. Oh, San Francisco,
yeah,
your wackiness.
No, that's true. All available on the SodaJerks.net.
Yeah.
That's it for news. Bye-bye, Jay.
The news is over.
Richard, Stephen, Thomas Jackson, Sandy Duncan.
Blah, blah, blah. La, 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 la.
All right. Well, you are the expert on grape soda.
I sure am.
You recently took a sip and decided that it tasted like nail polish remover on your lips.
It is getting more chemical the further I drink it.
Okay. Yeah, this is something.
It's not bad. I'm not going to say it's bad.
It's not bad.
If you're at like a gas station and you're really thirsty and they have this like stuck in a cooler of ice
and you want a grape soda, that's about it. Yeah.
And you want a grape soda, then get it. That's why I'm saying buy a bottle.
Yeah.
I'm
agreeing.
You're agreeing? This is nothing spectacular. The label is all over my hands now.
Yeah, this is a very messy label.
Yeah.
This is worth... Wow. Wow. What? Look at the amount. I mean, this is like paint coming off on my fingertips.
That is weird. Whoa, there we go. Finally got the desired effect.
This is extreme.
Yeah, this is a lot. You could ruin clothes with this bottle.
Yeah, you could. You could.
This bottle could ruin your clothes.
Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. So I say buy a bottle because it has a very chemical taste. Which works for some grape sodas,
yeah.
In my opinion, but not really for this one.
Yeah, this is
it just... tastes like Alexander the Grape, Otter Pops, but those are better.
Right. If you freeze this, you might get a better...
Yeah, you might. I could see making popsicles out of it and it being okay.
Look, this is incredible.
Yes.
For the folks that are watching.
You have smeared.
That's ridiculous. Yep. Yeah. It's just... But it's there. It's a grape soda. It's very chemically. I'm saying this. It's way too sweet. It's like.
Blah. I don't think that it's super super sweet.
All right.
It's pretty sweet, but it's not super sweet. It's not super super sweet.
Super silly, super sweet.
Yeah, I just wanted to say silly.
All right. Yep. Buy a bottle.
Well, buy a bottle.
Hey, maybe. Once again, we agreed.
Yeah, once again.
This is the first textured lip, though, that is clear, I believe. I could be wrong.
That's true.
The orange one.
Yeah. Good old Nesbitt's.
So, yeah. So, the textured lip available in various colors. Clear and brown.
Thanks.
Because clear is not a color.
Yeah, it's not. It's the lack of color.
Okay. Should I do the rundown?
Yeah, do the rundown.
All right, if you would like to listen to us on a more regular basis than just today, you can subscribe to us on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace, or both. If you want to listen to us and don't have access to anything but a computer, go to Zune.net, search for the podcast, and you can listen to our show streaming online. It's magical. You can visit our website, thesojerks.net, for... plenty of reviews and all the news articles from today. And if you click on merchandise, you can get merchandise, which right now consists of t-shirts.
Woo!
We have three varieties of designs and plenty of different colors and material types to go along with
the world is a carousel
designs.
Of colors.
Yes, so I've heard. Also, if you would like to be our friend,
we're lonely.
You can do so on Twitter.com or Facebook.com, I should say, and or Facebook.com, / The Soda Jerks. If you would like to see our video trailer of this or some other videos that we have done, go to YouTube.com/The Soda Jerks.
If you want to email us...
That's right. Well, you know what? We didn't say that last week.
We didn't.
If you want to email us, you can email us at either Aaron, Mike, or Twist, our Iguana Secretary... And the respective person or persons or iguanas will get said email.
How about you actually give us our email address
so
you can set our names?
At thesodajerks.net. So those names at thesodajerks.net, Mike, Aaron, or Twist.
You can email us at Mike, Aaron, or Twist at thesodajerks.net.
All right, that's what I said.
Yeah, kind of. It just took 2 minutes.
We forgot the email the last time.
Yeah, I know.
I guess that's why we went a week without email.
that's nice, though.
My hands are a mess.
As opposed to...
It's like a pen exploded.
Pen-splosion? No. I was looking for something cooler. It didn't work.
So yeah, that's all we got.
Yep.
Buy a bottle of this if you see it. Email us. Buy a shirt.
By the time this will be up on April 2nd. So yesterday on the site, we should have, if you haven't gone yet, we should have a very special April 1st review.
I'm looking forward to it. Have you already written it?
Nope.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
It's still in the refrigerator.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a big one.
Or it will have been a big one. Most inappropriate thing.
And it's going to be the biggest review
that we did already. For the few people that know what it is, they really wanted it to be an episode.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing that, though.
I know. I told you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
My mom reads our site. I'm not going to have her read my review of that.
I know. No. Well, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we're not really teasing anything because by the time this airs, it's already up, along with some other reviews. So that's about it. I think that's it now. We're done.
That's it. We're done. Finished. Yeah, sure. Finito. All
right.
Keep it popping.
Keep popping.
Is it keep it popping or keep popping?
I don't know.
We'll think of something cooler later.
I think keep popping.
Keep popping.
Keep popping, Earth.
Keep popping, Earth.